Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The city of Sultana announced that after 9 years of leading the Sultana Police Department, Police Chief Peter Mlynarek announced his resignation in a Monday press release. The decision, Mlynarek writes, comes after much thought, prayer, and deliberation. He spent the last 31 and a half years in law enforcement, 22 of which with the Alaska State Troopers. Mlynarek told KSRM he's not retiring, but seeking a new adventure in life.
You know, I've been thinking about it for a while. I've been in this field for a long time, and just mainly wanted to try something different, do some different stuff. I'm not retiring, just going a different direction. So it's been great working for the city of Soldotna. It's been a really good place. No issues that didn't factor into it. It's something I've been considering for a while. I wanted to give the city at least a month, and there's a very capable, we have a lieutenant here and other officers, sergeants that are very capable of taking that place in the transition or being appointed. So until the city finds a new chief. So we're very fortunate to have very capable people here.
City Manager Stephanie Queen thanked Mlynarek for his service and congratulated him on his long and distinguished career of more than 3 decades in law enforcement, writing that he led the Sultana Police Department with professionalism and integrity, and his contributions will have a lasting impact in the community. Chief Mlynarek's last day with the department will be January 1st, 2022. The city plans to advertise the vacancy and initiate the recruitment process for Mlynarek's replacement in the coming weeks. Citing public concern over the cost of Alaska legislators' daily expense payments, the 5-member Alaska State Officers' Compensation Commission is planning to strictly limit those payments and boost lawmakers' base salary to compensate, according to an ADN article. As of Friday, commission staff had yet to provide a written version of a proposal discussed informally by commissioners during a November 29th meeting. Commissioners also said they didn't have written copies. The commission is set to meet December 16th to finalize the exact amount and has not yet taken public testimony as required by law. Legislators are currently paid $50,400 a year and can claim $293 in per diem for each day the legislature is in session. Travel, relocation, and office expenses also are paid by the state. From 2015 through 2021, lawmakers additionally collected an average of $35,000 per year in tax-free per diem. Final figures for 2021 aren't available, but in the comparably long 2017 legislative session, legislators averaged $41,800 in per diem plus their salary. And with the legislature repeatedly calling into special session, the amount of per diem has risen, drawing criticism from the general public. Several commissioners said at the end of November that reducing per diem and increasing base salary, they hope to eliminate the financial incentive that could encourage lawmakers to extend their work. Reducing per diem, according to this report, may encourage legislators to come together and get things done sooner. But not all special sessions are called by the legislature itself, and those held in Juneau require legislators to maintain 2 households, one at home, one in Juneau. By increasing base salaries to compensate for the loss of per diem, commissioners hope to avoid a situation where only wealthy Alaskans can afford to serve in the state legislature.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.